You've heard the saying that goes, New York City being a nice place to visit. Well, contrary to that sentiment, I wouldn't mind living there, and I have long been in love with the Empire City and often visit on weekends and extended stays. I enjoy its incredible diversity. Whether it's the international cuisine, the live entertainment, or the bustling ambience, there is something for everyone, and you don't have to live there to enjoy it. Years ago, in law school, I first visited a college classmate doing graduate work at Columbia University and immediately became enamored with the cultural Mecca. I have made countless visits since. This writing is a comprehensive guide to making the most of 48 hours in New York City. This is a recommended itinerary. Feel free to execute the details in any order. There is much to do and learn about the city. Consider it an introduction. Those living in the eastern region of the United States will find it helpful because of its proximity and inexpensive travel costs. But global travelers can also benefit from it. My visit usually has a specific event or purpose. Don't hesitate to vary from the plan. It's aspirational and not carved in stone. Some of my best times have been serendipitous. I plan on a moderate rather than a shoestring budget. The quality of your meals and lodgings can enhance the overall New York City experience. Hotels in New York City, like many other places, are typically classified based on a combination of factors, including stars, price, and amenities. The neighborhood and location of a hotel can also affect its classification. For example, some may consider a hotel in a prime location near Times Square or Central Park too luxurious and expensive than a similar hotel in a less central area. It's a good idea to read reviews, check ratings, and consider the amenities and location most important to you when choosing a hotel in New York City. Prices vary greatly based on factors such as the time of year, special events, and demand. What's considered economical or luxury can also be subjective, depending on an individual's budget and expectations. I plan to spend more time out and about taking in the scenes and activities. I'm usually comfortable with 3-star, moderately priced chain hotels. It's whatever you're accustomed to and comfortable with. Even if you're visiting friends or staying in the outer boroughs, this plan can work for you. A weekend in Manhattan can be exciting, with endless possibilities. Whether looking for a romantic hideaway or a family-friendly getaway, there is no shortage of things to do and places to see. You can create an affordable weekend itinerary, whatever the season. Year-round, there are countless cultural and outdoor activities to suit one's interests. It can be an adventurous foodie Saturday combined with a Broadway play. There are hidden gems in the local experience only blocks away from your base camp. One of my favorites is the Sheraton New York Times Square Hotel, once known as the Sheraton City Squire. See where to stay. Day 1. Let's say you wake up in the city on a Friday morning and begin your adventurous morning, followed by an agenda of afternoon delights leading up to an elegant evening. Ideally, staying at one of the chain hotels doesn't have to be expensive and complicated. The morning can be as simple as breakfast at a diner. Next, exercise your morning constitution with a visit to Central Park for a leisurely morning stroll, exploring Bethesda Terrace and the Central Park Zoo. For your afternoon delights, head to the Museum of Modern Art MoMA for a dose of art and culture and enjoy a delicious lunch at a nearby cafe. You then may want to return to your hotel to relax a bit before an elegant evening. Then, returning to the streets, take a leisurely walk along Fifth Avenue, admiring the high-end boutiques and window displays. Savor a classic New York-style pizza for dinner at a local pizzeria. Or you may favor a fine dining experience after taking in a Broadway show or a performance at one of Manhattan's renowned theaters. https://www.nicktourism.com/New York/Manhattan Day 2. Time to check out New York's local color. New York City is known for its incredible diversity, with its various neighborhoods with their distinctive, unique characteristics, customs, and cultural elements. Each exhibits certain identifying traits, be it national origins, race, or religion. NYC neighborhoods are often referred to as microcosms of different cultures and communities, reflecting the city's status as a melting pot of people from all over the world. spend the morning in Harlem, and enjoy the rich African-American cultural heritage famous for its contributions to music, literature, and the arts. The Bus Stop Diner and The Edge Harlem receive glowing reviews. After breakfast, consider visiting the Apollo Theater and the Studio Museum. The Harlem Heritage Tourism and Cultural Center offers tours and programs that provide insight into Harlem's history, culture, and heritage. These historical sites and landmarks in Harlem collectively tell the story of the neighborhood's cultural and historical significance in African-American history and its contributions to American arts, music, and civil rights. For the afternoon, head downtown to Chelsea or the Village. In Greenwich Village, stroll through charming streets, with stops at Washington Square Park and historic brownstones. Chelsea Market is a food lover's paradise, and enjoy a delightful lunch at one of the artisanal food stalls. Return to Midtown and experience the bustling heart of Manhattan in Times Square. Ride to the top of the Empire State Building for breathtaking views. Explore the High Line Park, an urban oasis with art installations and greenery. An evening in Lower Manhattan offers an opportunity to visit the 9/11 Memorial and Museum to pay respects and gain a deeper understanding of this historic event. End the day by enjoying a sumptuous dinner at a waterfront restaurant in Battery Park City. Consider ending the evening with a nightcap at one of the many NYC rooftop bars. NYC is known for its diverse range of bars, clubs, theaters, restaurants, and live music venues that stay open late into the night, making it a global hub for nightlife and entertainment. Day 3. Save for discovering hidden gems and culinary adventures. Start your day with a visit to the lesser-known but charming Cloisters in Fort Tryon Park and have brunch at a quaint cafe nearby. Then, immerse yourself in fine art and culture by visiting the Metropolitan Museum of Art, home to an extensive worldwide art collection. You can stroll through Museum Mile on Fifth Avenue, visiting institutions like the Guggenheim Museum. For lunch, satisfy your taste buds with diverse cuisine options in Manhattan's various neighborhoods. Hop a train to Chinatown and try authentic dim sum in Chinatown, or a trip to the Lower East Side and satisfy your hunger with a deli sandwich. Katz's Delicatessen, located at 205 E. Houston Street, remains one of the most iconic Jewish delis in NYC, known for its pastrami sandwiches and hot dogs. It has been serving customers since 1888. New York City has so much to offer, it's no wonder it's called the city that never sleeps. Where else can you enjoy such various activities in a compact area? Global cultures intersect with an unparalleled variety of international cuisines. It is a microcosm of America's melting pot. Take these tips as suggestions, but be sure to plan your own Manhattan adventure, tailoring it to your interests and preferences, and you will find this city always delivers a memorable experience.